Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And we have a fantastic one for you, FIU Panthers standout quarterback James Morgan. He was down at the Shrine game. I thought he had a fabulous week down there. And that jettisoned him off to Indianapolis for the NFL scouting combine. But with that said, James, fabulous collegiate career. Welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hey, Bar, how are you doing? Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, what's it like? I mean, you know, you start out in the MAC, you end up at Conference USA with FIU. I mean, did your collegiate career go by in a blink of an eye?
In some respects, definitely. I think that, it kind of, like, looking back at it, it's crazy that it's over. In other respects, felt kind of long, you know, at certain points. And, you know, so I kind of both, but definitely had a lot of fun the whole time.
Nice. And in fact, again, I mean, not just because you're on the show. I mean, you really did a lot of special things, especially at FIU. You really carved a name out for yourself. I mean, growing up, you know, I guess, you know, you're outside of, you know, you're near Green Bay, you're right there in the heart of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers country. I mean, growing up, were you always the quarterback? And if you were those the guys that you wanted to emulate as a young man?
Without a doubt. I've never played a position other than quarterback. Even in, I think, my first year at Pop Warner, I was like the backup quarterback. And it's been my entire life, and definitely have had a huge impact on me. I think growing up, you know, like you said, with Brett Favre right there, that was really – when I fell in love with the position and with football, just kind of watching his heroics year after year. And, you know, obviously having that in my backyard was fantastic. And then obviously Rodgers, as talented as he was as well, you know, trying to take away some stuff from his game and watching him too. So definitely have had a huge impact on me. That's for sure.
Awesome. And you said you had that quarterback role, and usually that's usually par for course. Most of the guys that come on this program at this point, they were quarterbacks basically from the get go. Have you always had the athleticism and the size? I mean, you're almost 6'4", 6'3". You have that prototypical size. Were you always a little bit bigger as well growing up?
So I was always kind of in the higher percentile in terms of height. I've been very fortunate because of that. I'm just trying to use the gifts that God gave me and work as hard as I can to, you know, maximize my potential here. So, yes, I've usually been pretty high, tall, yes.
Awesome. So let's kind of get into the nooks and crannies of why you're here. I mean, about a month and a week, just, you know, from now, you know, the NFL draft's going to be, you know, taking place in Las Vegas, and you're going to be one of the teams that, you know, guys that teams covet at this quarterback position. I mean, when you start your college career out, I know no self-confidence lacked. You have the ability. But when does it really sink in that what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon could allow you this opportunity to possibly make a living in the National Football League? When does that really hit you?
You know, it's interesting because you kind of said it, you know, self-confidence, all that stuff. But for me, it was something that it was a dream of mine, but it was also kind of an expectation. And, you know, I haven't really been surprised that I've been in this position. You know, I'm very excited about it. I'm doing everything I can to work as hard as I can. But it's not really something that there was a moment where it was like, okay, like this is real. Like, excuse me. I always kind of pictured it happening. And now that's kind of just come to fruition, it's something that, you know, I kind of expected and I think is a result of the work that I put in. Again, it's not something that I just talked about and then didn't do anything. I feel like, you know, in some respects I've earned the right to be here, and it's something that I've always kind of expected. And, you know, I'm happy to be here, but I'm also understand it's a profession, and, you know, there's a lot of guys competing for spots. And so that's a reason why every day, you know, I think I need to be doing something to, you know, get myself better and, you know, be the best that I can be for teams coming up here.
Awesome stuff. Once again, James Morgan here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft, FIU standout, all kinds of accolades accomplished while he was with the Panthers. If you look through the record books, you're going to see James Morgan next to that accolade. So you get the Shrine invite, and that's your first taste of, you know, scouts and coaches and kind of being able to kind of rub elbows and shake hands and talk to these guys eye to eye. You know, what's it like being, you know, in the Tradewinds Hotel and you were there? I mean, the lobby's full of scouts and there's players at a table and you're getting pulled off and there's meetings. How much of a help was that? So when you got to Indianapolis, you kind of had a full dose of it. So maybe it wasn't such a shocking experience.
Right. It was a huge help for me. Just kind of understanding that format and a little bit of what to expect when I got to Indianapolis was huge for a preparation standpoint. And I think, you know, it was interesting because at the Shrine game, it was, you know, the same format, but it was more, let me get to know you. Whereas at the Combine, it was more football stuff because that stuff was already out of the way. So I think in both those respects, in preparation and in kind of knocking out the easy details so we could just talk ball, you know, it was a great advantage for me.
Nice. And, you know, we got to talk about down at the Combine. I mean, did any teams try to trip you up with anything on the board or anything like that? Or was everything just kind of status quo? How you doing? Or did some teams kind of really want to dig into what James Morgan's made of and who he is?
So I really enjoyed the interviews. There was, you know, a number of teams that, you know, they did different ways. So some teams would drop a play and ask you to recite that play, you know, either right away or after you had talked. Some teams would, you know, pull up tape, and that tape may have included some bad plays and try to hear your reasoning for why you were thinking what you were thinking and you did what you did. Then other teams are more interested to get to know you. So it was kind of a mixture of all of that. But I never got any, like, weird questions. That was something going in I was kind of, you know, I had done research and I had tried to be prepared if I got anything strange. But really didn't get too many strange questions and just got to talk ball, man, and really enjoyed doing that.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, this is one of the questions we ask every guest that comes on the program. And if we threw in that film room with these scouts, they're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about the intangibles you bring to the quarterback position? I mean, what are those hallmark qualities, James, that they're going to want to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
So just looking at the tape itself, I think that my arm strength, my accuracy, and my anticipation really stand out. I think that those are definitely NFL caliber. And I feel very confident with that, with, you know, the work I've put in this past season. I would hope as well that a scout could look at my tape and really see that I have a feel for, you know, the reads and the progressions and kind of seeing the field. That's something that I want to be, you know, known for is my preparation and knowing what to do on game day. And I think that that's something that as you look at the tape, especially as an evolution from, you know, my first year to my last year in terms of playing, you can really see I've improved in that area, and that's something that I want to continue to get better at, and I'm very passionate about doing.
Nice. I got to ask, just because, you know, we mentioned the Packers and Favre and Rodgers. Have you ever gotten a throw with either one of those two in any sort of setting?
I have not, no.
It'd be kind of neat, though, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those kind of my idols growing up, and I think that, you know, it's interesting now because it's kind of a shift in perspective, right? Like, you know, you're a fan of all these quarterbacks. Now you're going into the league and, you know, you're going to be eventually competing against them. So it's something for me that, you know, it's kind of gone from a fan's perspective to a peer's perspective. And I think that's an interesting twist, but, you know, it's cool. It's something I'm enjoying for sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, not on, I guess on the media end, you know, people ask, well, who's your favorite team? You kind of really stop rooting for any particular team. You know, you start rooting for the player. Like, you know, hey, James Morgan was a great kid. He came on the show. I mean, just, you know, fabulous. You know, so, you know, we're just going to be concerned about James Morgan, and we're going to be concerned about, you know, this player and that player. So in a weird way, we're kind of like you.
Sure.
Different. You mean, you're going to be playing in the National Football League. We cover it. But nonetheless, being in this business, it does kind of change the, you know, the schematics of just being a normal fan, like, you know, I think we all used to be prior to, you know, doing certain things. What's your favorite throw?
Right.
I mean, the play comes in, you're about to execute it. I mean, what one do you just love letting, you know, flow out of your hand and seeing it hit the receiver?
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's a couple different ones, that's for sure. I really like a go, back shoulder, very much like a post. If someone's just breaking deep, we had a receiver, Austin Malone, you could really get behind defenses last year, and just kind of bombing that one was a lot of fun. Otherwise, you know, I'm a sucker for like dig routes or like we had an option concept that I really enjoyed throwing last year, and you can kind of anticipate those a little bit and just kind of finding those windows were great, just being able to rip it. And then some of the throws too where it's like a deep cross and you get put a little bit of touch on it so it's right over the backer and get it. You know, it's it's hard to pick one. You know, you really love a lot of them, that's for sure.
Awesome. Once again, James Morgan, FIU standout here on the C2P as we talk some college football and NFL draft edition. My man makes his path towards the 2020 NFL draft, Las Vegas, April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. An exciting time for all these young men making this jump. Where are you training at? And kind of take us through a typical day.
Sure. So I'm currently in Tampa. I'm working out with Joel Murphy. He was my combine prep, and now, you know, kind of just working out because that combine is done and the pro day is the focus. So I'm with him right now, and then John Kaleo is my quarterback guy. And so I've kind of just gotten back in the swing of things from obviously the combine and then coming back, you know, spent the last 2 weeks in Miami working with the receivers at FIU. But a typical day would be get up probably like 8:30, have a morning workout, and that was, you know, before now that was combine stuff, so working on starts, you know, kind of movement stuff, the different drills, and then different resistance training based on that. Following that, going and working out with my quarterback coach, you know, probably did that for an hour and a half or so. Following that, we have recovery, you know, associated with our program. We go to a place called Prime, and we do some recovery with massages and you know, different recovery technology like the boots technology and all that stuff. And then in the afternoon, we'd have a lift as well. And so we'd go back and we would lift and focus on different things. And the cool thing about the program was the lift really supplemented what we were learning about with the movement stuff. So we'd be repping the same type of physical movements that we would be doing when we'd be running, but we were doing them with resistance when we were lifting as well. So pretty cool. It worked in symmetry like that. And then after that, saying extra stuff, you know, extra starts, extra drops, anything like that.
It sounds intense. I love that. Does sound very interesting. The weights and kind of how it correlated with what you're going to be movement wise. That had to be something kind of neat to kind of, you know, do and kind of perfect. Hey man, I know you're busy and we appreciate your time tonight. We're almost out of time, but we do like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Sounds good.
Take us inside that Panthers locker room. Did anybody have a bizarre or strange nickname? And if they did, how'd they get it?
A bizarre nickname? We had a couple nicknames. I'm trying to think of one that stuck out as bizarre. Maurice Alexander, one of our go-tos, was always referred to as Hard Time his entire life. You know, a couple guys said because he gave his mom a hard time when he was younger, but he's one of my close friends, so I'd say that's probably a pretty good nickname, and I, you know, obviously I know him now as that instead of Maurice, but he's a stud too. He's going to do some big things coming up here, that's for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. A great one. How about this one? Coach Butch Davis, very iconic college coach. Does anybody on the Panthers team do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Yeah, we've had a couple. I'd probably say the O-line, you know, I've done some once or twice. I don't know if any player in particular, but yeah, that's for sure. My buddy Shane Magoo could probably do a pretty good one. I'll tell him that much.
Awesome. And then the final one, it's not so much a crazy question, but the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends, a very, very important moment where you kind of take this next step. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like them to have prepared and kind of ready to eat as a celebratory meal?
Best cook in my family has to be my mom, and say some steak. That's something that I absolutely love. So if she has that ready for, you know, draft day meal, I'll be a very happy camper.
Excellent. And then I hear your name called, and then that'll be icing on the cake as you have dessert. Hey, James, fabulous career. I think you're one of the guys, and just gotten you on the show. You can check out our other things. I thought you were one of those guys that really did a great job down at the Shrine Game, and I thought you just kind of had the right trajectory moving forward. So hopefully that continues. Best of luck at the Pro Day, and we like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and keep doing what you're doing.
No, duh. Hey, really appreciate it, and thanks again for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is James Morgan, the standout FIU quarterback. Began his career in the MAC doing his thing at Bowling Green, and then he jettisoned the FIU and just kind of really, really established himself as one of the top prospects at that quarterback position in a deep class, as mind you. I think when you look at this class all around, he's one of them. You know, big arm, big size, prototypical, everything you want in that quarterback position. And you just tell he comes across as a kid that's headstrong, and you got that athletic ability. Very interesting kid to follow as we move forward. As always, big shout to him. And as always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.